my 5-minute nugget out of 1 Corinthians 12:13-14. Last week we were talking about that those of you that don't speak in tongues don't assume that you never will. And the reason that I gave for that is in chapter 12, verse 11, where it says, all these work, all those manifestations, including the manifestation of speaking with tongues, is given by the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. And the word dividing needs, I think it's a wonderful word, because the word dividing in Greek has the meaning of to break off a piece and give. So that's what dividing means there. And of course, as soon as I say that, you get the same image, and it reminds you of the same thing it does me. It reminds us of when Jesus would break off pieces and give. And so I just want to just take that scenario a little further for those that have problems with these issues of the Spirit giving manifestations of the Spirit the way He wants to rather than the way we want to. Okay, that is that. Say, let's just think about Jesus feeding the multitudes, those 5,000, where He took some loaves and some fishes, and He broke them, and then they were given out, they were distributed, they were divided out to all those people. And so as the distribution went out, and the fish and the bread were being given out, you can just imagine old Zebedee up on the side of the hill going, when finally the distribution gets to him and he looks at what's been given, what's been distributed to him by the Lord, he goes, hey, wait a minute, what are you guys trying to pull here? This is Northern. I don't do Northern. My family doesn't do Northern. We don't do Northern. Somebody important told me that there's bones in Northern. And in fact, I was even at a meeting where somebody choked on a Northern bone. And so I made a promise to myself, I'll never, never do Northern. I'm not doing Northern. If I don't get a fillet of walleye from Rutgers, I'm not doing anything. Okay? So, all right, you get that? So let's go on to this word about breaking off. Let's go to the Lord's Supper for a second here. And so here's Jesus. He takes the loaf and He's breaking it off. And He's giving it to His disciples, right? And here's old Thaddeus, and he gets a piece and he says, this piece isn't for today. There is no such piece as this anymore. I'm definitely not going to take this piece because it doesn't exist any longer. Okay? And then there's old Bartholomew over here, and he gets a piece and he looks at it and goes, oh, I think this one belongs to John. That's not for me. That's for John. I mean, John, he's a cool guy. Me, this piece doesn't belong to me. Okay? And then you've got old Simon the Zealot. He's down a little bit further, and he gets his piece and he goes, I think I can sell mine and make some money. Do you see where I'm going with this thing of the manifestations of the Spirit are distributed as the Lord wills? We don't get to own them and decide whether they're for us or for now or anything like that. We're not like Zebedee who says, hey, I saw someone choke on this thing. Never, never, never. And in fact, if somebody else eats Northern, I'm going to be really offended at them. So, and that's kind of the thing I want to develop about that these manifestations of the Spirit are broken off and distributed, given to us as the Spirit wills. You start arguing with him about that, then who's really the Lord?